Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims and joining me this morning, Jim McKee, the Executive Director of Crisis Response Ministry. Good morning, Jim. Great
morning,
to have you with
John.
Us today. Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/infocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. A little bit of personal history here. I, for a number of years, have been attending meetings of a networking group known as the Church and Community Network. Mm. And just a few weeks ago, I went to a meeting, and there was Jim McKee with Crisis Response Ministry. I'd never heard of this agency before, but Jim asked me if we do a radio show on topics like this, and I said yes. He gave me a card, and I followed through, and wow, what wonderful work you do in the Crisis Response Ministry. I was really kind of overwhelmed when I checked your website and found out what you're all about. And after we had a brief discussion at the meeting, but go ahead and put it in your own words, Jim. Crisis Response Ministry, who are you? What do you do? Maybe throw in a little bit of history and background as well.
Thank you for the opportunity, John. Crisis Response Ministry has its beginning way before, but officially June of 2012. We are a nonprofit, faith-based Christian organization who firmly believes in the adage of bringing Christ to the crisis. Our purpose is to reach out to individuals and families and help them to deal effectively and in a healthy manner when they face a crisis in their life, be that crisis as a result of an act of crime, a disaster, terrorism, whatever the case might be in that regard. So as an organization, our main focus is to reach out and show hope and compassion to those individuals.
Now, you're located at 200 North Beckham in Tyler. Years ago, a lot of people still think of that as the old Assembly of God Church building. Green Acres has had a ministry in and out of there over the years. It's currently the home of the Hand Up Network, just to give people a pretty good idea what we're talking about. And there are two phone numbers we want to give out right now. The office number is 903-345-0264. If you just have a question or want to chat with somebody about the topics we're going to be covering today, there's also a crisis hotline, 903-385-4737, and you can get more information on the web at crmtx.org. Now, you're kind of a far-flung organization. Your legal address is in Grand Prairie, but the actual headquarters is located here in Tyler, and I understand that Grand Prairie is the most active community in the in crisis response ministry, not least, I'm sure, because of the population of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But let's get a little bit of geography. I think you basically cover two council of government areas, one in North Texas and one in East Texas. Is that right?
That's correct, John. The North Central Texas Council of Governments, the hub of that, of course, is the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex and the surrounding counties. And the reason that we've had such a presence there is that our Grand Prairie chapter, along with Tarrant County and our Dallas County chapters, have been in existence. Many of our members have been involved in this particular type of ministry and work since 1999. And so that's where the hub of beginning took place. We brought the ministry concept into East Texas back in 2012.
Okay.
And that's how we began the work here in Henderson County. And then in 2015, we brought it into Smith County.
All righty. And you are the executive director of the whole nine yards, as it were.
That is correct.
Yes, by sir. The way, you come by it honestly. You're a sheriff's deputy, I understand, here in Smith County, I believe. And tell us a little bit more about some of the background that you bring to the table.
I have the privilege of serving as a reserve deputy sheriff and mental health officer with the Smith County Sheriff's Office. I've received a tremendous amount of support and encouragement from our Sheriff Larry Smith. I also have retired as a licensed paramedic. Also have a firefighting background, served about 18 years as a volunteer with Maybank Volunteer Fire Department. Also taught EMT and other courses within Trinity Valley Community College. So my background, especially starting in 1995, is in the area of police, fire, and EMS and emergency management.
I see. So you know a little bit about crises, I would say. One interesting thing that we talked about before air this morning, you have two basic locations, the North Central Texas Council of Governments area and the 14-county ETCOG or East Texas Council of Governments area, but you get called statewide. You were in Beaumont just recently, and just all over the state, you get called just from that area of Dallas, Fort Worth, and East Texas?
We are strategic members of Texas VOAD, which is Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster. It is a nationally based organization with a Texas presence. And being a member of that, we are in collaboration with about 45 other statewide and national organizations so that when disaster or large acts of crimes do occur, part of that that organization, we do respond statewide.
Okay. We're talking to Jim McKee on In Focus this morning. I'm John Sims. Jim, the Executive Director of Crisis Response Ministry, office number 903-345-0264 in Tyler. Crisis Hotline, 903-385-4737. And all the information we're going to be talking about today in one way or another can be found on the website, crmtx.org, so I certainly do encourage people to go there. Let's get down to business. You are called when it matters most, and that's actually one of your slogans, if you will, I understand. It really is the name of a collaborative effort that you have with numerous other organizations around the area, because we know collaboration is so important when a disaster strikes or when a crisis strikes. Now, when a crisis strikes, one of the things that we're talking about right off the bat is the danger of a traumatic event. Tell us a little about that.
A crisis basically is any event, a situation that an individual, a family, a group, a community faces that suddenly they find this event has impacted them, traumatized them, especially to the point where they're overwhelmed, to where their normal functioning capabilities have been stretched, sometimes to the breaking point. And so a crisis means that their upheaval has taken place and no longer the normal that they're used to responding and dealing with life situations. Those normal coping mechanisms have suddenly been circumvented, and now they're faced with, what do I do next?
And when we're talking about a crisis or a disaster, it can cover just, and does in your case, cover practically everything. It can be an individual crisis, a mass disaster like we've seen recently in the Dallas area with the tornadoes, and
yes,
here
sir.
In East Texas as well. And I know you're involved with that, and maybe talk about that a little bit later on. But the impact of trauma on individuals and families, spiritual, emotional, and practical. Let's go there, because a lot of people really don't understand just how these disasters affect people and families and communities and how deep it goes.
If you look at the impact that a crisis might have, the emotional upheaval that takes place initially can really cause individuals and families and organizations to go into almost a panic mode,
mm-hmm.
To where the cognitive ability of really coming to grips with what's taking place and working through the myriad of issues that they have to confront. And what we try to do is we try to bring in the calm in the middle of the storm,
uh-huh.
if you will, to give them the opportunity of looking at the issues they're confronted with, and developing a solid plan to help them to plow through and essentially establish a new normal. Because life has now changed because of the crisis. The event has circumvented what we hoped would even take place in the future. And now we find ourselves, how and we're going to be able to readjust, cope, and just deal with the myriad of problems that often, just like an octopus, extend out from the event itself.
All right. Now, your response to the crisis, there are three words. I'll call them the three Fs: fight, flight, freeze. What exactly is the relevance of that phrase here?
Our brains are fearfully and wonderfully made, and the initial impact of a crisis that comes on each individual, we usually respond in one of those three ways. We have at the core of our brains called the limbic system, and when we're suddenly faced with an overwhelming situation, that limbic system immediately kicks in, and oftentimes it is the emotional response center of our brains, if you will, and oftentimes it is cut off from that cognitive part that does not give us the ability of drawing from our past experiences, the knowledge, the understanding that we have, and looking at the resources. And sometimes we really get so caught up in that emotional impact that takes place that it's just flat hard to think and to deal effectively with what has taken place.
The types of victimization addressed. I think by now a lot of folks are kind of wondering, well, what exactly do you deal with? And you've been kind enough to give me a lot of paperwork. You came by the office this week, and let's kind of run down the list. Adult physical and sexual assault, arson, bullying, burglary, child physical abuse and negligence, adult survivors of child abuse, child porn, hate crimes, domestic or family violence, elder abuse and neglect, robbery, human trafficking, identity theft, kidnapping, mass violence, stalking, survivors of homicide, teen dating victimization, violation of court order, and other major crimes. In other words, it looks like anything that could be termed a disaster or a crisis of any kind where people are just having trouble coping, your team is there ready to help.
That is correct. Our program director, Jennifer Wheeler, and our Crime Victim Services Unit really steps into those different types of victimizations that you just read, John, and looks at each of these individuals that have been impacted by these acts of crime and help them, number one, to deal with just the incident itself, much less having to trud through the criminal justice system, which in itself can be a traumatic experience for our victims. Mm-hmm. So each of those areas are covered under our VOCA grant, which is our Victim of Crime Act grant that we have, and those are the areas that we primarily emphasize. But any major crime is our concern.
Okay. Crisis Response Ministry, the topic today on In Focus. I'm John Sims, our guest executive director of Crisis Response Ministry, Jim McKee, based in Tyler and with a heavy presence in Grand Prairie, actually all around East Texas and North Central Texas.
Yes, sir.
Crisis line number is 903-385-4737. And the office number, if you just want to chat or get more information and don't have a crisis right that minute, maybe if you want to volunteer, which we'll talk about later, that's 903-345-0264. And the website is crmtx.org, office located 200 North Beckham Avenue in Tyler. Now, talking about exactly what you do when somebody gets in touch with you, they have a crisis going on. This is what we're talking. This is what we're referring to as crisis intervention and the opportunity. You respond to those crises 24/7. I guess the next place we want to go is when you get that call. What's the first thing that happens?
First of all, when we are called, we try to get an understanding of the overall safety and an assessment of the situation the individual is dealing with. So oftentimes we get calls directly from law enforcement or other community organizations. We try to get an understanding of overall of what has taken place. The first thing that we need to do is assess safety to make sure that the individual is no longer being directly impacted by the act of crime, mm-hmm. or the disaster itself. And so that safety assessment is done. Once we do that, it is very important from our perspective to get eye to eye with the individual. There is two different basic approaches that can be taken. I refer to one of them as being a clinical approach, to where a victim would have to come to us, to our office, and actually sit down and work through the situation. We much prefer to get involved within the crisis itself, and we do a lot of emphasis on getting on scene or meeting that individual in a safe location that they feel comfortable with, mm-hmm. Their own environment, to gain an understanding of the situation they're dealing with. And so that crisis intervention call is seen as the assessment part of that, gives us the information we need to see what the next steps need to that we need to take.
Okay, let's do a little bit of differentiating here. Obviously, or I hope it's obvious, if you get robbed or there's some kind of an actual crime that has been committed,
yes,
certainly you want to get directly in touch with law enforcement, or you maybe even want to call 911. Mm-hmm. Your job That's is correct. To deal with the emotional trauma, as I understand it, that is connected to these kinds of crimes and disasters and other horrible things that happen to people.
Every time that a traumatic event happens in our lives, there is an emotional response.
Right.
And so we want to be involved in helping the individual come to grips with the severity, the situation they're dealing with, and then help them to get into the thinking mode to come up with, as quickly as we can and safely as we can, with a plan to help them to mitigate through that event, the impact that it has had on themselves and their loved ones.
Uh-huh. And this is all about, as we mentioned a couple of times earlier in the show, resources and relationships. Let's just talk about that. Mm. Some of the different groups, different people you work with to make all of this happen.
We are blessed in our East Texas this community and in North Central Texas to have a myriad of different organizations that specialize in different areas, such as our Child Advocacy Center, East Texas Crisis Center that deals with sexual and domestic violence. Mm-hmm. Those organizations we have collaborative agreements with so that as we're dealing with these particular situations, we join forces together. We can't be all things to all people. And we have found that by these collaborative relationships that we have with different organizations and entities within our local church community, that we're able to combine those resources to help individuals walk through what I refer to, of course, as the valley of the shadow of death and help mm-hmm. them to get through that situation.
All right. Now, the criminal justice system, and we know this from talking with people from different agencies on this show in particular and conversations I've had around the community over the 30 years that I've been in Tyler, the criminal justice system can be really, really hard to navigate. I think we maybe especially know this through the visits we've had with the Children's Advocacy Center, which, of course, is one of your partners. Let's talk a little bit about that and the impact of the criminal justice system itself and how you help people work through that.
Been involved in police, fire, and EMS since 1995. One of the first things that I noticed after we would leave a scene, looking in your rearview mirror as I was driving back to the station, and I remember vividly a family standing in the front yard having to confront and face that situation all by themselves. That had a profound impact on me. As I became involved within the criminal justice system as a peace officer, I began to see that the criminal justice system has as its primary goal taking the criminal and putting that criminal through the system to bring about justice. The victim is in many ways secondary. And in fact, if you look at the indictment would tell us that the offense is against the state of Texas. It's not against the victim.
Mm-hmm.
So oftentimes the victim becomes secondary in that whole process.
Right.
And their primary concerns and their need set is not of significant importance in one sense within the criminal justice system.
Okay, talking to Jim McKee, Executive Director of Crisis Response Ministry. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Contact info, East Texas Crisis Line. If you're in crisis and you need to talk to Jim or one of his folks, it's 903-385-4737. The office number, 903-345-0264. They are located at 200 North Beckham in Tyler, and you can catch them on the web at crmtx.org. And again, everything we're talking about today is going to be touched on that website in one way or another. So we certainly do encourage you to go in that direction if you want some additional information. Now, the CRM Crisis Response Ministry, volunteers and staff. You're the solution. You are trained. You are vetted. You are prepared. You have to be if you're going to do this.
Yes, sir. Our volunteers are so important to us. The average individual in the pew, if you will, has a multitude of gifts and talents that they have been strategically given. And where they can literally use those strategic gifts and talents to reach out to those individuals that are facing these types of situations. We have a training program. We take them through a certification program to give them the opportunity of getting the basics of crisis intervention training that they need. We vet each one of them through a background check to ensure that they are not involved in any type of situation that could be harmful, of course, to our clientele. And also individuals, by that vetting and background check, they can be entrusted by the law enforcement, by the criminal justice system to be above board and have the highest level of integrity. And once we actually vet them, we'll get recommendations from the local their local church leadership, take them through our crisis intervention certification programs. Then we actually team them up with a member of our staff to receive further training in order for them to be able to really reach out in an effective, healthy way to help our victims out.
I don't know that we've talked enough about the role that churches play in all this. Obviously, you mentioned earlier you're a Christian organization, and churches really, you interact with churches a lot. I understand that a lot of your referrals come from churches.
Yes, sir. They certainly do. In fact, we have strategic partnerships with like Friendly Baptist Church, The Lord's House, Grace Community have been a big supporter of ours, and others are beginning to come on board because we are finding our church leadership really wants the average individual in the pew to have an effective ministry that can really bring about hope and compassion, just as our Lord brought about when he spent 3 years of being out on the street, if you will,
yeah.
Which was a very effective example of how we need to go about reaching out to people. And it's not only in a formal event, but some of our volunteers, of course, find themselves at work and suddenly in the lunchroom, they're hearing about the devastating events that someone or a colleague might be going through.
Yeah.
What a prime opportunity for them to take this training that they would receive and just use it in a practical, day-to-day type of basis to reach out to those that are hurting.
Okay, talking to Jim McKee, Executive Director of Crisis Response Ministry. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. And kind of going down the list, a little cheat sheet that you were kind enough to provide me with this morning for the show, as I kind of learn as I go along with about an agency that I wasn't familiar with until a few weeks ago. If we've covered any of this already sufficiently, that's fine. But maybe you wanted to say a little bit more about how you're deployed into the crisis and maybe how you're engaged and how you function as an advocate of hope and compassion. Anything to add beyond what we've already said?
I think what's important is that we really do emphasize that first responder approach to getting to individuals as soon as possible. And we found, and research is really showing us, that the sooner that we can reach to someone in a crisis, we can actually circumvent that that situation getting out of hand, which would then ultimately hopefully help us to safeguard against going through acute stress disorder or what is known as post-traumatic stress distress as well, or disorder as well. So what we try to do is get there as quickly as possible, and that is very key. That's why our relationships within our local law enforcement community are so, so very important.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have is sitting in front of me are about four or five different brochures. Mm. So, you know, you guys get an A+ for making information available to people so they'll know more about what you do. I really have to compliment you for that. Also, there's a little kind of a laminated yellow card that you hand out to law enforcement, and they keep it handy. And let's go over a little bit of this. Let's talk a little bit more specifically about what happens when you call that crisis line. 903-385-4737.
Trained, credentialed crisis responder, of course, is going to answer that line, and we're going to ask for a brief history of the event from that law enforcement's officer's perspective. What has been the impact that it's actually having on both the primary and secondary victims? The reporting person, of course, at that time needs to give us the demographics, overview of the current victim's status and immediate needs. And then once we gain an understanding of that, that will help us to form a strategic, seamless response plan. We want to get and make direct contact with the victim as soon as possible. That's why we will actually deploy our volunteers or staff members to the scene if it's safe and under control. Also, that gives us the opportunity of beginning to plan for those short-term needs. And oftentimes, victims are so overwhelmed, they would come up with a list of 15 to 20 different things that are of significant concern. We help them to focus on the three that we can help them solve right now to mark off that list. And then we go about the process of providing that physical, practical, emotional, spiritual support from the moment on. Because in the criminal justice system, most felonies take over 2.5 years to work through the criminal justice system.
Yeah.
We're there for them through that period. And then let's say the individual is convicted in this case. Someday he's more than likely going to get out of jail. We help them to establish themselves and pick up in the event that he or she is released to make sure that the impact of that situation doesn't continue.
Mm-hmm. As we sit here talking, we are talking to Jim McKee today with Crisis Response Ministry. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. As we're sitting here talking about all this, there are so many different kinds of crises that you and your staff and volunteers have to deal with on a 24/7 basis. And within that frame of reference, you have to be willing and able to take it on a case-by-case basis. Everybody's situation is going to be a little bit different. It sounds like your team just needs a tremendous range of skills in order to do this effectively.
Yes, sir. And that is a good point, John. Our primary emphasis is in the area of dealing with disaster and crime victims. Of course, there's the other host of situations that develop. Once we make that assessment, we do our due diligence to ensure that we refer that individual. If we cannot take care of that internally and help them to find those resources, tangible resources to help them to confront with whatever situation that might be.
Mm-hmm. Just a few minutes left in the show, and I'm flipping through one of your brochures. And this one is called Coping in Times of Stress. And basically what I see when I read this is, okay, the Crisis Response Ministry is at the ready to help you, but there are things that you can and really probably should do on your own. Things to try. And we start with drinking lots of water, and I guess we can go from there.
Interestingly enough, dehydration is a significant issue we deal with individuals that are in crisis. And so we try to get healthy things into them, not only what we say, but just from a physical standpoint as far as nourishment, et cetera, even to the point of avoiding drugs and alcohol, which mask and do not do anything to help us to effectively approach the problem. Really looking at it from the standpoint of reaching out to family members and other support mechanisms, not trying just to help deal with the situation themselves. Really getting back into a normal pattern and routine just as soon as possible is extremely important. And even giving yourself permission to feel rotten about what has taken place, but finding yourself someone who is healthy, who a third party that can really just sit down and listen to the depths of your soul and what you're dealing with and trying to cope with as well.
Okay. Getting down close to the end of the show now, and there are a lot of other things we could discuss this morning if we had the time. So for that reason, I'll remind everybody, this is In Focus. I'm John Sims. We're talking to Jim McKee with Crisis Response Ministry. Crisis line 903-385-4737, office number 903-345-0264. The website is crmtx.org, and you office at 200 North Beckham in Tyler. Volunteers, volunteer opportunities. We've gone over a lot of what your volunteers do on a day-in, day-out, 24/7 basis. There are other opportunities as well. If you don't actually want to be part of the crisis response team, there are administrative things, office work people can volunteer for?
Oh, absolutely so. There's not a gift and talent that's out there that would not have a place when it comes to helping us to effectively deal with those individuals and families that are confronted with an act of crime or a disaster. So if you have a gift and a talent, especially in the administrative area right now, your help could definitely be used. Yes, sir.
And donations. I know you have grant. Do you have just that one main grant through ETCOG from the state, and then and that's basically it? But you also do take and encourage donations. And I saw your website, so I know there's a donation button on there, right?
Definitely so, yes, sir. We do have a partial grant through the Victim of Crime Act, through the East Texas Council and North Central Texas Council of Governments. But individual donations are extremely important to fill in the gaps. That particular grant only covers about 60-65% of our total budget for a year, so any help would be deeply, deeply appreciated.
You bet. Coping in times of stress, when it matters most, some of the slogans or just really concepts that are so important to you. I just kind of wanted to go over a couple of those in thumbnail form. And again, when it matters most, just to quickly review, that is all about the collaboration that you have with numerous other agencies, churches, law enforcement agencies, the East Texas Crisis Center, Children's Advocacy Center, ETCOG, all the teamwork that it takes to really keep this thing pulled together and make it all work. I just thought it was important to repeat that and make sure everybody understands that it is a team effort, and it does go on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and the need for an agency like yours isn't going to be going away anytime soon.
No, sir. I hate to refer to it, but there is job security in that regard. Yes, sir. What's exciting, though, with all of the chaos that seems to be going on around us right now, both at the state and the national level with disasters, the crime issues we're dealing with, what in the midst of all of that, there is hope, John.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when the gifts and talents of individuals make a difference. That's where it really, the rubber meets the road.
And there is hope. And I think maybe we can close on that note because we are out of time. But Jim McKee with Crisis Response Ministry, great show this morning. Thanks so much for joining us and sharing.
It's been a privilege. Thank you for the opportunity.
You bet. Jim McKee, Crisis Response Ministry, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us. See you again next week on In Focus.